My dearly beloved in Christ, it is certainly fitting that we have one day of the year set aside to honor our mothers, to reflect upon motherhood and the importance of this vocation. For it is truly a vocation to be a mother. And I'd like to give you a short quote from a book entitled The Mother by Cardinal Joseph Menzenti. I'm sure you've heard of him. Cardinal Menzenti, who died in 1975, was the primate of Hungary for several decades, meaning that the number one bishop, I guess you could say, in Hungary, a cardinal. And he was imprisoned by the communists in 1948 and spent 8 years in prison, was tortured. And in fact, they forbade his book. They tried to destroy this book, The Mother, which shows you that communism does not have the proper concept, obviously, of the role of a mother. Eventually, when there was the short-lived uprising to throw off the communist yoke in Hungary, that was in, I think, 1956, he was let out of prison. And then when the communists took over, he went into the American embassy there in Budapest and remained there for 15 or so years. At any rate, he wrote a wonderful book on motherhood in which he covers every aspect. But this is something he says on the vocation of being a mother. Wonderful calling, sharing the power of God in giving life. To be a mother means to accept a child from the hand of God. To be a mother means to give life, to become a servant to the weak and small baby. To be a mother means to comfort and help. Mothers are on earth to ameliorate suffering and help bear it. Another section I believe, is quoting. He says, "The mother is the fire, the children the light. By the brightness of the light, we know how great is the fire. The mother is the vine, the children the branches. By the branches, we judge the value of the vine. The mother is the tree of life. The children are the fruit. Our Lord said, 'By their fruits you shall know them.' The mother is the clock. The children are the hands. They point out the time. The mother is the pen. The children the script. By the writing, you recognize the writer. The mother is the rudder, the children the boat. The boat goes wherever the rudder directs. The mother is the queen, the children the subjects. Under the scepter of a wise mother, the children are satisfied and happy. The mother is the great enigma and mystery, the happiness of mankind. The sufferings of mankind vibrate and tremble in that one word, mother." And he has, of course, many other things to say about motherhood. But of course, we know that primarily children will become what their mothers train them to be. Their mothers, by their constant lessons, their solicitude, their love, and especially their prayers for their children, will determine what the children become as they grow to adulthood. And of course, everyone has a free will. A mother could do everything possible and her child could go astray. On the other hand, a child that does not have the blessing of a good mother raising him or her could cooperate with grace and sanctify himself, herself, etc. But we could say that a mother's role is so important because primarily we become what we were trained to be by our mothers. And so we could say then that mothers populate heaven by good Christian mothers raising their children to love and serve God, prepare them to be with God for all eternity. And so the role of mother is certainly important, and we must be eternally grateful to our mothers and never forget to pray for them daily, whether living or deceased, to remember our mothers in our prayers. Now our thoughts turn also on this Mother's Day to our Heavenly Mother. And it's Saint Alphonsus Maria Liguori says something interesting in the book, The Glories of Mary. He says that Jesus Christ is both our merciful Redeemer, but also our judge. Our Lord will judge us after our death. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead on the last day. So he has that role of punishing the wicked, of passing sentence. But he also has a loving, merciful heart. And because of his love for us, he wanted there to be a creature who would have no part in administering his justice, who would not condemn, who would not have a role to punish or condemn. And that, of course, is his mother and our mother, Mary. She only is the mother of mercy. We say that in the beautiful prayer, the Hail, Holy Queen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. She reflects the paternal heart of Almighty God, who watches over us and loves us. She reflects the merciful heart of the Sacred Heart, the merciful heart of our Lord. And again, she does not participate in his role of judge. She does not condemn. She pardons and prays for sinners. And that is why we call her the refuge of sinners. Sinners will have recourse to her because they can do so without fear of being rejected. Now, we especially see this in our Blessed Mother at Fatima and at Lourdes, her various apparitions. How Our Lady came as a loving mother to admonish her children. And what's interesting, if you read what the children say, for instance, at Fatima, they did not see Our Lady smile. She was serious. She was serious because she came with a grave message for mankind to amend. As a loving mother, she does not want to see her children suffer. And the children, her children in Portugal at that time and other nations of Europe were suffering because of the war, the First World War. But above all, she does not want to see the loss of eternal, of souls for all eternity, of immortal souls created in the image of God, lost for all eternity. And so as a mother, she came to admonish, to warn, men must cease to offend my divine son. He is already too much offended. And so we see her, especially in her apparitions, as a mother, as a loving mother. And are not these the roles that mothers fulfill in their family, towards their husband, towards their children? They see to the material needs. They prepare the meals. They keep the house. They wash the clothing. And so they are solicitous for the material needs of their children. But above all, a good Catholic mother desires more than anything else the spiritual well-being of her children. She is sorrowful. She is concerned when they're injured, when they suffer, when they are sick. But above all, enlightened by faith, she is worried if they are spiritually sick. She is concerned for their immortal souls. And what a great blessing it is that we have in our parishes so many good, devout Catholic mothers. Mothers who fulfill their role. And they are so different from their counterparts in the world. Worldly mothers so often sinfully prevent children. They're more concerned, perhaps, for the material success of their children, as well as following the fashion of the world, etc. But a good Catholic mother who primarily is concerned for the spiritual well-being of her family members. What a consolation that is to a priest, to the heart of God himself, and to all the faithful that we have such good Catholic mothers. Mothers who reject the fashions of the world and the spirit of the world, and then in their homes cultivate piety, and they make their homes truly a sanctuary where there are Catholic images, where there is prayer, where there is order, and where children are trained to respect and love their parents and to fulfill their responsibilities. So it is a beautiful vocation. It is a wonderful vocation. And we always must remember to pray for our mothers and be eternally grateful for all they have done for us, and pray for more Catholic mothers, our girls who are called to motherhood, that they will embrace that vocation as a true vocation, to get married and to marry in the church, in God's grace, and raise children to be with God for all eternity. May God bless all of our mothers, and let us all again never forget to pray daily for our mothers and be eternally grateful for what they have done for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.